This is Science Report. Today, let there be matter. In the beginning, there was E equals mc squared. A neat little equation by Einstein, which says that energy and mass are equivalent. Scientists realized in the 1930s that
in principle, any kind of mass could be transformed into an energy, and vice versa.
Kirk McDonald is a physicist at Princeton University, and he says that matter turns into light all the time when atoms combine or pull apart. But taking a bit of light and turning it into a particle, that's tough. And it certainly sounds weird to most of us, this idea of just creating something out of thin air. But over 60 years since scientists first thought it could be done, McDonald is one of a group that has finally succeeded.
In some sense, we are one of the slowest confirmations of an idea of science this century.
But that's because the experiment needed very modern technology. It takes a huge amount of energy to make a teensy piece of matter. For example, to make an electron, McDonald needed as much energy as is in 1 million photons. And then the photons have to be somehow squashed together, all into one point.
Ordinarily, particles of light don't coalesce, they don't interact with one another. If light coalesced, the sun wouldn't shine, it would never get here. It all clumped together into some other form of matter.
Getting photons with enough energy requires using particle accelerators. And getting the photons all together into a single point requires crashing the photons into each other with some pinpoint laser technique. It's all complicated and expensive enough that you're not going to see anyone creating matter out of thin air on a regular basis anytime soon. For Science Report, this is Karen Celia Fox. Science Report, a feature of the American Institute of Physics.